Hi, my name is Patrick DeBasquale. I am a student at James Madison University. I am a junior geology major, and right now I am in a U.S. history class with Professor Evan Friss. And right now I will be interviewing someone who has worked or visits a bookstore often, and we're going to compile all the interviews into an archive to review later. All right, so, hello, what is your name?
I'm Logan Fike.
Where are you from, Logan?
I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Ah, cool, I know where that is. I have a friend that goes there a lot and lives there. It's kind of by Old Dominion, right?
Yeah, it's about 15, 20 minutes away from ODU. My sister went to ODU.
Oh, nice.
Stayed at home, so.
That's cool. What's your major and what year are you?
I'm a senior geology major here at JMU as well.
Oh, cool. Now I know you said that you worked at a bookstore. Where'd you work?
I worked at Tidewater Community College campus bookstore, or on the Virginia Beach campus.
Was this like a normal bookstore with like nonfiction, fiction, like a children's section, just every kind of book, or?
No, we tended to focus on selling the textbooks and school supplies that people needed to take their classes. It wasn't like a traditional Barnes and Noble, really big bookstore. We had a small bestseller section or something like that for people to browse while they were waiting for their order to be filled, or if they wanted to read that while their son or daughter were checking out the textbooks that they needed and they didn't feel like going back into that section.
How long did you work there?
I worked there for 3 seasons. It was a seasonal job. Mostly where they would bring in the sales associates like myself during the end and beginning of each of the semesters because they had such an influx of people placing orders for textbooks, picking them up, coming in to actually just purchase the textbooks themselves, and there weren't enough yearly staff to handle that, so they would bring in us.
Ah, cool. What kinds of people, like, did you, like, normally work with? Was it just, like, students, or were they older people?
It varied. Most of them were students. Actually, I think all of them were students as the sales associates. And then some of the managers were also students there. The age of the student at a community college is a bit more variable than it is at 4-year institutions like this. We had people in their late teens and people in their early 50s to 60s working there while they were taking classes, just, I suppose, to pass the time or because they wanted to get another degree or their first degree.
What was your job? Like, what did your, like, job entail when working at this bookstore?
Excuse me. I worked as a sales associate, basically selling people their textbooks and making sure they got the right ones for the classes they were taking. I also stocked shelves in the other school supply sections or made sure that all of the store was neat and orderly, cleaned, just general retail stuff, customer service.
Oh, nice. What were the people that, like, came there? Like, what were, like, your customers? Like, what was your typical customer like?
Most of the people we had shopping in there were students as well. They would come in, ask us to help them find the textbooks they needed for their classes or any particular school supplies that they thought they might need or we thought they might need for a particular class. Some people who were taking, like, a biology class might need a dissection kit or a lab coat were And they may not realize that those materials were recommended by the professor, so we would help them find that.
So you like help them like get the stuff they needed
yeah.
for their class.
Yeah.
How often did you work? Like, was it?
Our schedules there were based mostly on when we were available. They were very flexible in working with us in terms of our class schedules, and they knew better than to schedule us. Like, oh, we have class at 12:30, so let's put them on the clock at 12:45. They knew to give us enough time for that. In terms of the days a week I worked, it varied. There were a fair number of sales associates on the payroll, and it varied from week to week, but it was usually at least 10 to 20 hours.
Oh, wow. How many people, like, was on, like, a normal, like, shift or, like, work with you?
A normal shift was about 4 or 5 cashiers, 4 or 5 people on the floor helping people figure out what they needed and getting it for them and making sure they could find everything. 2 or 3 handling online orders, and then the managers themselves and customer service folks answering phones and things like that. So it was about 15 people or so easily.
Oh. What made you want to work there?
It was a good first job. At the time, I was just applying to a lot of entry-level positions just to get work experience and to have stuff to put on my resume.
Did you like work anywhere else other than the bookstore, or was it just...
No, that was my first job out of high school. I didn't work when I was in high school, but I was able to start working during the second half of my time at community college.
So, would you want to go back to working there? Like, was it...
It was a good first job and a good starting position, but no, if I had a choice, I wouldn't go back to that. It's better for people who are actually still at community college and need the flexible schedule, and to be honest, I don't think the hours would be good enough for someone who was working there for their sole income.
I have a question. Do you like to read? Like,
I do like to read. It's not usually for leisure anymore, unfortunately. Most of it's research papers or textbooks or things like that to keep up to date and informed about geologic stuff for school.
When you did read a lot more, what were the kind of things that you would normally indulge yourself in?
When I was reading for leisure, it'd really vary. Whatever was highly recommended to me by friends or family or looked interesting when I was browsing the bookstore in my free time. Well, different bookstore. But, yeah, just whatever caught my eye or sounded fun.
Recently there's been, like, a lot of, like, digitalization of, like, books and textbooks. What do you think about that? Like, do you prefer, like, one over the other?
When I'm reading for leisure, I think it's more appealing to actually have a textbook in my hand.
Like a physical.
Definitely. It's also same thing for when I'm reading for research or whatever the case may be. It's easier for me to annotate. It's easier for me to see the figures and things like that and to really absorb the information when I've got a textbook in my hands and I know exactly where things are. And I mean, sometimes people get so caught up in technology. For leisure, I think it's more appealing to actually have a textbook in my hand.
Like a physical.
Definitely. It's also same thing for when I'm reading for research or whatever the case may be. It's easier for me to annotate. It's easier for me to see the figures and things like that and to really absorb the information when I've got a textbook in my hands and I know exactly where things are. And I mean, And sometimes people get so caught, I think people get so caught up in technology that it just becomes harder to do that sort of